Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you may press star one on your phone to ask a question. I would like to inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the call over to Kathy Harbin. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Denise, and thank you everyone for joining us today for an update on the investigation of severe pulmonary disease among people who use e-cigarettes. We're joined today by CDC's Ileana Arias. She's Senior Scientific Advisor and Acting Deputy Director for Non-Infectious Diseases at CDC. She will provide an update on CDC's support for the investigation. We're also joined by Dr. Jennifer Layden, L-A-Y-D-E-N. She's Chief Medical Officer and State Epidemiologist with the Illinois Department of Public Health. We're also joined by Mitch Zeller. He's Director of the Center for Tobacco Products at FDA. During our Q&A session, we'll be joined by Dr. Brian King with CDC's Office on Smoking and Health, and by Dr. Josh Scheer, who's with CDC's Division of Unintentional Injury Prevention. I'll now turn the call over to Dr. Arias.
And thank you to all of you for joining us to learn about what CDC knows, what it doesn't know about the current situation, and what it is that we're doing to try to learn more. Before I do that, I would like to extend CDC's condolences to the family and friends upon the death of the Illinois resident who had pulmonary illness associated with the use of e-cigarettes. CDC understands that people are concerned about the severity of these illnesses that appear to be associated with e-cigarettes and vaping, and we're more than happy to fill you in on what it is that we're planning to do in response. CDC is currently providing consultations to state health departments about a cluster of pulmonary illnesses possibly related to e-cigarette product use or vaping, primarily among adolescents and young adults. Many states have alerted CDC to possible but not yet confirmed cases, and investigations into these cases are ongoing. In addition, FDA is working with CDC and state health officials to gather information on any products or substances used and providing technical and laboratory assistance. FDA encourages the public to submit detailed records of any unexpected tobacco or e-cigarette related health or product issues to the FDA via the online safety reporting portal. While some cases in each of the states are similar and appear to be linked to e-cigarette product use, more information is needed to determine what is causing the illnesses. A little bit about the latest information that we have. As of 5 p.m. yesterday, August 22nd, there were 193 potential cases, but again, not all are confirmed, of severe lung illness associated with e-cigarette product use reported by 22 states. And these were reported between June 28 and August 20th of this year. One death has been reported in Illinois. CDC and states have not identified the cause, but all reported cases have reported e-cigarette product use or vaping. Available evidence does not suggest that an infectious disease is the principal cause of the illness. Investigators haven't identified any specific product or compound that is linked to all of the cases. In many cases, patients have reported a gradual start of symptoms, including breathing difficulty, shortness of breath, and/or chest pain before hospitalization. Some cases have reported mild to moderate gastrointestinal illness, including vomiting, diarrhea, and fatigue as well. In many cases, patients have acknowledged recent use of tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, containing products while speaking to healthcare professionals in follow-up interviews by health department staff. However, no specific product has been identified in all cases, and nor has any product been conclusively linked to the illnesses. Even though cases appear similar, it isn't clear if these cases have a common cause or if they are different diseases with similar presentations. The state departments of health are investigating the possible cause of the illness by testing patient specimens and e-cigarette products as well. State-specific epidemiologic investigations are ongoing. Specifically, the Wisconsin and Illinois Departments of Health have asked CDC for assistance investigating the illnesses in their states. The investigation is ongoing, and more information will be shared as it is available. CDC has notified U.S. healthcare systems and clinicians about the illnesses and what to do and what to watch for via a Clinician Outreach and Communication Activity, or COCA, clinical action message. For information about a specific state, we ask you to contact that state's health department. For information on electronic cigarettes, we ask you to visit our website, www.cdc.gov/e-cigarettes. Now I'll turn the call over to Dr. Jennifer Layden with the Illinois Department of Public Health.
Hi. We here at Illinois Department of Public Health offer our condolences to the family and friends of the recent unfortunate death of an Illinois resident. Illinois is currently reporting 22 cases of individuals who have been hospitalized with severe unexplained respiratory symptoms after reported vaping or e-cigarette use. The Illinois Department of Public Health is working with local health departments across the state to investigate an additional 12 individuals. Yesterday, we received a report of a death of an adult who had been hospitalized with severe unexplained respiratory illness after reported vaping or e-cigarette use. Illinois is working with the CDC, FDA, our local health departments, and other state health departments to investigate products and devices that individuals have reportedly used. In addition to interviewing individuals, we are also working to educate our residents through our community and public health partners and using social media. Thank you.
This is Mitch Zeller from the Food and Drug Administration. Thank you, Dr. Layden. I want to thank both CDC and the Illinois Department of Public Health for their partnership in this investigation and for the ability of all of us to gather on the phone today. And let me echo the sentiments from CDC and the State Department of Public Health that FDA is saddened and concerned by the reported death in Illinois related to the investigation of respiratory illnesses following the use of vaping products. Our agency is committed to continuing to work very closely with both CDC and state health officials and working as quickly as possible to gather more information about all of these cases. In particular, FDA has been and will continue to provide technical and laboratory assistance to help identify any products or substances used in these cases. Our Office of Emergency Operations is coordinating our activities, and the agency is participating in regular meetings with CDC and all state health officials. FDA has also received some product samples from a number of states, and we're starting to analyze those samples for its contents to see whether they contain nicotine, to see whether they contain substances such as THC or other cannabinoids or other chemicals and ingredients. Whatever results we get from our testing will be shared with the respective states that submitted them to aid in their ongoing investigations. FDA is also working to investigate the brand and types of vaping products and devices, whether any of them are products that would fall within FDA's regulatory authority, as well as where they were obtained. We don't have any specific information to share at this time. However, the agency will continue to communicate with the public about this issue. Let me close by saying that as we work to protect the public health, FDA encourages the public to submit as detailed reports as possible of any unexpected tobacco or e-cigarette-related health or product issues to FDA via our online safety reporting portal. And the URL for that is www.safetyreporting.hhs.gov. Thank you very much.
Thank you to all of our speakers. Denise, we're now ready for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1, unmute your phone, and record your name and affiliation clearly. If you need to withdraw your question, please press star 2. This will take a few moments for the questions to come through. Please stand by.
Denise, do we have questions?
We do. One moment, please. The first question comes from Mike Stobie with Associated Press. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. May I ask, the person who died in Illinois, can you say if it was a male or female and what his or her age was, or at least whether they were in their 20s or 30s, and what day did they die, and what was he or she vaping, and could you also say whether that person had a pre-existing condition that made them more susceptible to something like this, and also of the 193, how many were vaping THC? Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Layden from Illinois. For the Illinois resident, we are not providing additional information to help protect the identity and confidential health information. The individual was an adult. Of our cases here in Illinois, the range of ages have been from 17 to 38, with a median age of 23, and the majority of cases have been men. At this time, we don't have additional information as to the product that has been smoked.
The next question comes from Sarah Obermoyle with Politico. Your line is open.
Hi, yeah, thank you for taking my question. I wanted to know, among the cases, if there was a sense of how often each person was vaping, if they were vaping a certain amount each day, or if they were longtime users, new users, and then just among those 193 cases, if there were any other sort of prominent trends besides them all being teens and young adults.
Josh, are you online?
Yeah, so this is Josh here. Right now, states are leading their own specific epidemiologic investigations, and CDC is providing assistance as needed. We're currently assisting Wisconsin and Illinois with EpiAIDS at the state's request right now. CDC is actively working with states to develop a system to collect, aggregate, and analyze data at the national level to better characterize this illness. But right now, we would refer you to specific states for information and details on their own specific investigations.
Next question, please.
And that comes from, one moment. That comes from Lena Sun. Your line is open.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. So I know that every state is doing its own investigation, but since they are reporting to CDC the basic details, surely since you know there are 193 cases, you could break it down to how many were vaping ingredients with THC, how many were straight nicotine cartridges. And I have another question, which is how much investigation is there looking into the vape juice and possible aerosolized lipid droplets that are going into the lungs?
Thank you for your question. So the first question, again, I would emphasize that we're actively working right now with states to collect, aggregate, and analyze that data. This is all state-specific data, state-owned data. So we are currently and immediately right now developing a system and planning for collecting and analyzing this data at the national level. But we don't have it. We don't have it right now. As the second question, I would probably ask FDA to comment.
FDA is beginning laboratory analysis based upon some of the samples that have been sent. Droplets and lung deposition and pulmonary delivery would require additional different kinds of studies, some of which we have in the field, just to better understand how e-cigarettes and electronic nicotine delivery systems perform. But as regards these particular cases, our laboratory analysis is first simply trying to identify what the compounds are that are present in this product. That'll be one piece of the puzzle. Won't necessarily answer any questions about causality, but it's a starting point and an important piece of the puzzle.
Next question, please.
Matthew Levitis from Reuters, your line is open.
Hi there. So I'm just curious, can you explain why there's a sudden upsurge of these cases? I mean, some of these products have been around for for a better of a decade. So can you just explain, does the CDC know why there's this sudden upsurge? That should be it.
Dr. King, are you able to answer that?
Yes, I am. So this is Brian King with Office on. We do know that e-cigarettes do not emit a harmless aerosol. They can include a variety of harmful and potentially harmful ingredients, including many ingredients that could be harmful in terms of pulmonary illness. That being said, it is possible that the reported cases could have been occurring, before this investigation was even initiated, in an event that, we weren't necessarily capturing them. But now that there's increased diligence in terms of the current investigation, that we're better able to capture those. But that being said, the available science does suggest that the constituents in the aerosol could be problematic in terms of pulmonary illness. But we also know that there's a variety of unintended and also intended constituents in these products. And so as we continue with this investigation, it's important that we, continue to keep all options open and identify a variety of ingredients. But at present, we haven't isolated a specific source, but we do know at present with the available science that there's a variety of constituents in e-cigarette aerosol that could be problematic in terms of pulmonary illness.
Next question, please.
Michael Needleman, CNN, your line is open.
Thanks so much for taking my question. I was curious to know, obviously CDC is reporting the 192 number in aggregate, a number of states, including Illinois, seem to be reporting, confirmed versus cases under investigation, I think in Illinois 22 and another dozen. So I'm just curious sort of what that really means, since these haven't necessarily been confirmed to be related to any sort of agent in particular, that they're all kind of under investigation. So is there a standard being applied to what we think of as quote-unquote like cases that are counted versus under investigation?
This is Josh here from CDC. I believe it was very hard to hear your question. Is it a possibility you could repeat it, but focus it a little bit more? There was a lot of background noise.
I can definitely repeat that. So, I mean, the CDC is reporting these numbers in aggregate, the 193 number, a number of state health departments, including Illinois, are reporting some sort of, confirmed under investigation or something of that nature, sort of dichotomy. Since these haven't been necessarily confirmed as, due to a certain substance in e-cigarettes, these are kind of all under investigation in a sense. I'm just kind of curious if there is a standard being applied to these numbers when we're counting them as, a potential case versus under investigation, how that language is being applied.
Gotcha. Yeah, thank you. That's an excellent question. So right now, again, as I think we mentioned before, states are leading their own specific epidemiologic investigations, but CDC is actively working with the states right now to try to harmonize that reporting structure across states, and we're releasing data collection tools as well as a standardized case definition to help states harmonize, again, their investigations and collect data so that, hopefully we can look at this in a more standardized fashion. And those tools, those health messaging tools, data collection tools will be going out this weekend.
Next question, please.
Allison Aubrey from NPR, your line is open.
Thanks. A question for Dr. Layden. Of the cases in your state, can you say how many are linked to people using vaping THC, how many people using nicotine? And also just circling back to you, Dr. King, if I heard you correctly, what you're saying is it's possible that this could have been happening all along, but we're just now hearing about it. We're just now capturing it. It's possible that in the 10 years since vaping has become a big thing, this may have been happening and you just didn't know about it. I just wanted you to sort of reiterate that to make sure that I understood it correctly. You mentioned that there are multiple constituents other than nicotine that could cause lung harm. If you could just name one or two. Those are my questions.
Go ahead, Dr. King.
So there's a variety of harmful ingredients that have been identified in e-cigarette aerosol, including things like ultrafine particulates, heavy metals such as lead, as well as volatile organic compounds and even cancer-causing chemicals. There's also potential concerns about some flavorings that have been used in e-cigarette aerosol before, Diacetyl is a notable ingredient in certain flavorings, but it's used to give it a buttery flavor. And previous occupational exposures have implicated diacetyl exposure to bronchiolitis obliterans, which is a severe a respiratory illness. That being said, we haven't specifically linked any of those specific ingredients to the current cases, but we do know that e-cigarette aerosol is not harmless. And so it is possible that some of these cases would otherwise already have occurred, but now that we are continuing to be, monitoring in this fashion, that we are picking them up. But we continue the investigation to identify whether there were other intended or unintended constituents of the product that could be implicated in these particular cases. We also do know that a variety of individuals are using other psychoactive substances in e-cigarettes, including THC, particularly youth and young adults. And so we continue to investigate that as well. But the bottom line is that there's a variety of things already in e-cigarette aerosol that could have implications for lung health, and the National Academies of Science review recently identified a variety of potential adverse health effects related to pulmonary outcomes that could be associated with e-cigarette use. So we continue to monitor, but it is possible that some of these cases were already occurring, but we were not picking them up, but we continue to investigate.
Hi, this is Dr. Layden from Illinois to address the question regarding the Illinois cases. At this point, unfortunately, we have not identified a specific product that is consistent across all cases. The consistent information is that all patients have vaped in recent months.
Next question, please.
Courtney Norris from TBS NewsHour. Your line is open.
Hi there. Thank you for doing this call. I'm just looking for a little bit more clarity in where you all are at. If you can say anything more on the concerns of THC vaping as well as nicotine, and if the patients in Illinois have done both or one or the other. Just again, any more distinction from you experts is helpful.
This is Mitch Stella from FDA. I'll start. I think it's important for everybody to understand that as closely as the federal agencies and the state health departments have been working together, we find ourselves in the early stages of these investigations trying to piece together the facts. As Illinois said in their press release, many of these cases have involved the presence of compounds like THC. We need to get to the bottom of every single case, and at times we are reliant on case reporting that is incomplete, requires time to gather basic information like the name of the product that was used, where it was purchased, and then how the product was used. Was it used as intended, or was some other compound added? And those kinds of facts need to be strung together for every single one of these cases so that we can see if there are any kind of patterns that emerge. So please understand that we're at a relatively early stage in this ongoing investigation, but that the state government and the federal government are throwing a lot of resources at this to try to answer your questions, which are all good questions.
Next question, please.
That comes from Kate Thayer with Chicago Tribune. Your line is open.
Hi, I actually think maybe some of that was covered. My question was covered, but one more thing. Any thoughts to the? There's been some theories that this is the result of like a black market, amateur-made vapes, and not necessarily the ones people buy. Can you speak to that at all?
Dr. Layden or Dr. Scheer?
Go ahead, Dr. Layden.
Oh, sure. This is Dr. Layden. I can only speak to the Illinois investigation. We have had cases that have reported the use of THC product oils. We are actively investigating to try to identify where purchased, but reiterate the message from the FDA that these investigations are very time intensive, and we really rely on the information we gather from the affected individuals.
And Dr. Scheer?
No, I just want to emphasize that, you know, again, these are state-led investigations. CDC is actively working right now, as we speak, to develop a way to collect, aggregate, and analyze that data at the national level, because we think it'll help characterize the illness and potentially help identify potential etiologies for further investigation and inform laboratory testing. But at this time, we don't have any information or ability to comment on that.
Okay. Next question, please.
That comes from Joy Benedict with CBS News. Your line is open.
Yes, a couple of quick questions. One, I was wondering, these seemed, as somebody else said, we seem to be seeing a lot of cases very, very quickly, like they're multiplying. Do we have any idea, like, how long the patients have been using these products, or if what their dosage was? Were they using a different dosage when they all of a sudden become affected? And finally, of the 192 other patients, I guess, that have survived, do we have any idea what their conditions are? Is this something that they're going to recover from, or do you expect that, I mean, hopefully there aren't any more deadly cases like the one in Illinois, but is that a possibility?
Dr. Scheer, are you still on the line? Or Dr. Layden, speaking specifically for Illinois?
Sure. Here in Illinois, we have seen some cases recover. We have individuals who are continuing to need medical care and attention. As to the frequency and type of use, that's information that we're trying to gather to understand what the potential risks are in associations with this illness.
Thank you. We have time now for just two more questions.
That next question comes from Erica Edwards with NBC News. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you. I'm wondering if you have a list of those 22 states you mentioned, as well as the numbers of confirmed and potential cases in each state. Thank you.
We'll see what we can provide. Next question, the final
question. The last
question,
yes. The last question comes from Bryant Furlow with The Lancet. Your line is open.
Thank you. Previously, we were told 15 states were reporting hospitalizations. I believe you said earlier 22. I just wanted to make sure a list will be provided of which states those are. And secondly, are you testing for pesticide residues in the THC vaping fluids? And lastly, I understand that no one model or vaping product was used by all the patients, but what about classes or generations of vaping devices? Were voltage variable devices used by all of the patients for whom the device is known? And were the patient x-rays and CT imaging results consistent with pulmonary burns?
This is Mitch Deller with FDA. Let me take part of that related to product usage, and the questions that you asked would be all part of our product specific inquiry, starting with how is the product being used? Was it being used as intended? Was it being modified or altered in some way? How is the product purchased? The specific question about pesticides, we will have to get back to you on. I don't know the answer to the question of whether those are being tested for in our laboratories or not.
I'm not sure that we have anyone on the phone who can address the clinical level of questions that you asked as the last part of your question. I think we would need to follow up offline on that one. Okay. Thank you. I want to give a special thanks to all of our speakers for joining us on very short notice this afternoon. Thank you all also to the media who have joined us. If you have follow-up questions, you can call us at 404 639-3286 or email us at media@cdc.gov. We'll be working to get a transcript up later tonight. There'll also be an audio recording available on our website. Thank you very much.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time. Speakers, allow a moment of silence and stand by for your post-conference.